You're listening to The Random Podcast, Episode 1. Hey guys, I'm your host Shyla. Today, we'll talk about a very controversial topic in today's sports world. Should NCAA athletes get paid or not? So this topic is actually a very close one to me because I myself am a Division I women's basketball player. This topic became very popular in about 2019, kind of went into 2020, because the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, had hopped on board and wanted to create a bill in favor of the athletes. This bill was actually signed on uninterrupted by LeBron James. It's his show. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's a pretty good one, so you should go check it out. Newsom actually signed the bill and said, quote, "the beginning of a national movement." And I actually agree because, I mean, anywhere you look up anything about sports nowadays, you actually see something that it might not be geared towards that, but it mentions at least NCAA athletes being paid, should they not. And so after the bill was actually signed, the NCAA was not very happy because, I mean, they for years have wanted the athletes to be amateurs, and that's what they're supposed to be, and they're not allowed to get paid or anything. So they're not even allowed to profit off their name, image, or likeness, which is honestly crazy. In my opinion, yes, it's kind of biased because I'm one of those athletes, but in all honesty, since it has come more to light recently, these athletes should be able to profit off themselves, and the NCAA shouldn't be the only ones who get the profit. I mean, student athletes are the only ones on scholarships who are not allowed to profit off of themselves. Take a school band member, for example. They can be on scholarship at any college and are allowed to, let's say, produce or create a song. And from that song, they're actually allowed to profit off of it and post it out anywhere and make money from it. So, I mean, they're on scholarship, we're on scholarship, so why shouldn't these athletes who have, I mean, worked their entire lives to get to this point be able to make a profit from themselves? It's pretty much the same thing. And I mean, some people may argue that they, you know, get their college paid for, which, I mean, it's really nice. Not everyone gets that. It's very, I mean, probably 1% of athletes get scholarships in all of America. It's insane. But I mean, all these athletes are super grateful for that. And yeah, it's true. But every single one of these athletes, you know, they've worked for the opportunity just as hard as anyone else has worked to get to college, if not more, because on top of school, they're also, you know, doing their sport and practicing, training, and all of that. And it's basically consumed their lives, where people who just go to college for the school aspect, they really just go to school and get to party, do all these things. I'm not saying everyone does that, but I mean, most of them do get to do that, where athletes aren't really able to do that all of their career or all of high school or going into college, things like that. So it's just, it shouldn't be a reason just because they get their college paid for that they shouldn't be able to profit off of themselves. It's just crazy to me because it's almost like we work for the NCAA at this point, because we're making all this money for them and we could be making it for ourselves. And that's honestly why a lot of athletes go one and done on the men's side, because why would, I mean, yes, they do love the whole college and March Madness. I mean, that's probably the thing that they look forward to most all season, but why would they want to waste, well, okay, let me reword that. Why would they want to spend 4 years not being able to make any profit off themselves, especially if they're one of the top athletes at their school or in the country? Why would they want to waste all that time where they aren't making anything? They're basically just making money for the NCAA and their schools when they could just go 1 year and then go to the NBA or NFL, something like that, or WNBA, and just make a profit right away. I mean, it's not easy, but I mean, it's just a thought. Like, why would they want to do all that in order to just make the money for the NCAA when they could be doing it for themselves? So yeah, it's just crazy. But I mean, college student athletes generate millions, and I mean, probably almost billions of dollars in profits for the schools, coaches, the conference, and even the networks that their games are broadcasted on. And I mean, out of all those like four things, they get zero. They get, okay, their scholarship money, but I mean, they don't get to, I mean, okay, you probably wouldn't bet on games, but they say they win a prize or something. That prize money, they don't get. They can find ways, your compliance can find ways to get that money, but they're really only putting it towards your tuition, towards the things your scholarship already does, so they're not really allowed to just pocket that cash. And say someone wants to give you something just because you're an athlete, you're not allowed to take it because you're an athlete, you're an amateur. It's not like you're a pro and it's like, oh, here's this, here's that, take this, take that. We're not allowed to do that. And I mean, okay, take Zion Williamson. He went to Duke and he could have probably made millions off of his name, image, and likeness, but it was the school and the TV networks that were profiting off of him. I mean, I think one of the TV networks had a whole segment on Zion, like every single one of his games, because of how crazy his dunks were, how great he was on the court, things like that. So they're literally profiting off of this one athlete and he's not making any of it. He's basically just their puppet. That's kind of what we are at the end of the day. We're the NCAA's puppets. I mean, once we're done with college, we're free of that. But think of if we were allowed to get paid, think of all the money we could be making while we're in college. We can go and, I don't know, go home to our like home state and train kids and make a profit off of it. We can throw a camp. We can do all these things, not to only benefit us, but to benefit others and make a profit off of it. But just because we're amateurs, we're not allowed to do any of that. And so back to Zion, when he busted his Nike shoes, I think they were Kyrie's, he busted them in the game and his entire foot came out. And at the end of the day, he was not given any money from Nike, even though it was his shoe. It happened to him, not anyone else, but his school was given the money instead. So I just think we've come to a time where this shouldn't even be something that the athletes have to stand up for and fight for. It should just be an obvious thing that athletes should be able to profit off of themselves. It's just come to that point, honestly. And it's sad that the NCAA is using all these kids in order to fund their organization and shoot, even fund for their lives. I mean, the people who work for the NCAA, they're not just working for the NCAA, they're working to make money for themselves and their families. And just think about that. I mean, this is a little stretch, but they're kind of taking the money from athletes and using it for themselves and their families. Like, it's not necessarily the athletes' money, like they're not stealing it from them, but when you actually dig deeper and think about it, it kind of seems that way, because we could be making all this money from it, but it's going into something different. And it's not something different that's actually benefiting us at all. And so this is a time where us athletes are able to really find and make something of ourselves in college. And when the NCAA is stripping us of something as basic as just profiting off of ourselves, it leaves us with nothing. So it's just like something as little as profiting literally off of your jersey, your name on the back of your jersey, that it's just taking away from things that we could be having. So I think it's time for the NCAA to change and allow athletes more independence and freedom over themselves. We need to keep fighting for our rights as athletes, and maybe there will be a change in the near future. Well, now that that rant's over, thank you guys for joining me on the first episode. I hope that, you know, it was a little shaky, but they'll get better. And you guys could also tell me what you want me to talk about. I'll talk about anything. I mean, it is called the Random Podcast, so it could be anything from sports, business, how to make a quick buck. I mean, literally any single topic I'd love to talk about and just let you guys know everything about. So make sure you download, share, and turn on the notifications. It really helps the channel, and I'd really appreciate it. If you guys want to help us athletes, social media is actually the best place to post about it and help bring awareness to the problem. Watch out for new episodes every week also. I'll try to be posting two, but for now, I'll definitely be posting one every single week, no doubt. So yeah, thanks for listening. Peace.